Okay, welcome to episode 21. I know this time.
But look at you. You've got your shit together tonight.
I know, because 21, we can drink now.
Cheers to that. Cheers. Finally, we've been waiting for so long.
I know, we've been so sober.
Yeah, right. Especially me. I made you laugh while you were drinking your drink. And speaking of drinks, Aaron is allowing me to have a little bit of the special ice. I notice yours is heavier than mine. That's because apparently, was it 2 weeks ago? Whenever.
No, last episode. Last week.
Last episode, you might hear some crunching going on because apparently I like to crunch ice a lot.
Oh my gosh. You won't hear much because I work my butt off, but.
Yeah, she had to edit me out crunching that ice.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
So tonight she sends me a message. She's like, you don't get the special ice. like little rabbit turd ice.
Oh, gross. Pellet ice.
Well, what else do you call it? Pellet ice?
I call it pellet ice, so I don't think about poop when I'm drinking it.
Well, anyway, I always called it rabbit turd ice. It never, deterred me. I still eat it. Apparently, I still crunch it a lot.
Didn't bother me. Sure do,
yeah. Sorry about that. So if you heard me last episode, I told her I could do my best, but no promises tonight. But then she's like, okay, then you get three, and they'll melt by the time the episode is on.
That's right. We also had a big discussion about where we've switched our location in my house because if we're on the couch, then Ellie snores between us. But then last week, we were at the kitchen table, and she wouldn't stop walking around. So we had a little bit of a discussion on which was more annoying. So you also heard her walking around a lot. Hopefully she'll be calmer.
Listen, until we start getting like major Buku sponsors, I mean like Gucci, who sponsors that we could all
Gucci? Gucci. I'm trying to think like somebody Gucci. Really. I'm sure Gucci is really hyped to sponsor their podcast.
Waiting with bated breath to see Gucci.
A very visual product.
I don't know how sponsors work. I just know that they have a lot of money. So I'm like, if they ask us to sponsor them, then they would maybe like pay for a podcast loft that we could have kid-free, dog-free. Listen, a girl can dream because that's about as close to Gucci as I'll ever get is in that dream about Gucci.
I think you're right because I'm pretty sure Gucci is not going to sponsor any podcast.
Okay.
But if they do, welcome. We're welcome.
I mean, come on in here, Gucci. Hook us up with the podcast loft. But anyway, we have got some exciting news.
We do. We have lots of exciting news happening right now.
Okay. Which one do you want to go? What do you want to tell first?
Let's talk about the Leo first.
Okay. So we get this random email in our email from my skeptical sister that says, person wants to interview us for the Leo, which is a local Louisville run like magazine/newspaper that is really popular here.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Every bar that I was ever a fly at, you know, I was at a lot of bars back in my single days. I always had a Leo, and that was something we would do is sit around and read the Leo while drinking some beers. I know we were also kind
so
of
excited.
Nerdy. I know. Well, you know when. You're single and you love to drink. You kind of get to the bar early sometimes. So it's
and when the magazine is that good.
Yeah. And when the magazine is that good and it plugs wonderful things. So we were just super excited. I'm like, I have read that magazine a million times and here we are. We're going to be featured in it.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was.
Yeah, it was really exciting. We got interviewed and went over there and ate dinner at your house and talked with like an adult just to another adult.
Yes, that was really nice and made our husbands come over here and just kid hell while they were stuffing pizza in their faces and we were eating like our salmon salad and getting interviewed by the Leo. It was very lovely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Drink, everybody.
Drink. But it was great. And then I thought I would be nervous, but I wasn't.
I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, I think it went really well. And her whole spin on the article and the reason why she reached out to us was kind of doing different stories about podcasts that have started during the pandemic, which makes sense. What else are you going to do during a pandemic but find a reason to live? And that's exactly how this was born. So
we're
really excited to be a part of that. And so it comes out Wednesday.
Which is actually a day after you all will be hearing this because this comes out on Thursday. So we'll put a little announcement tonight on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. And if you are still lucky enough to be, you know, kid-free and go into bars early, you know, and wear a mask or be vaccinated, saddle up to that bar, grab you a Leo and look for us because I'm excited about that.
That's right. I'm very honored. I'm not very humbled. I've never understood that. When people get something
really big.
And they're like, I'm so humbled by being nominated for an Oscar. I'm like, what? I'm kind of the opposite of that.
Right. I've got a huge head.
I am so honored, but so like, yeah, that's
Hello,
right.
We got interviewed by the Leo.
Yeah, we'll be humbled when we look at our ratings and they don't go up at all from being announced. Yes.
That's when we'll feel humble
like,
again.
Oh, right, right, right. Oh, we are yes, a tiny
we
body.
We are still just us, and that's okay.
That's right. We're like imagining red carpets with our Gucci bags. And then our little bubble will be bursted and we'll be right back down to being humble. And that's okay. That's good. A good place to
probably
be.
Probably where we should stay.
It's really, exactly truly. Where we should stay because,
ain't nobody needing people to get too big for their britches.
That's right. What's our other news? We got more news. Oh.
Patreon.
Oh.
I know nothing about. You keep telling me and I'm like, girl, I can't even in my mind dream of how this is going to work. So you're going to have to,
okay,
as usual, do the legwork here.
I set it up. For real, we are officially on Patreon. Now, I still have to figure out completely the Discord movie nights and how to do that. But
right, like the actual thing that we're going to do, that's what you have to figure out.
Yes, but we also talked about we're going to send stickers. When you sign up, we're not going to have a bunch of tiers. We're going to have $5 a month if you want to sign up.
I'm thinking like shedding tears. I'm like, it's a scary movie, not sad movie. It took me a minute to understand. I don't even know what a Patreon is. I didn't know there were different tiers involved.
Oh, well, also, if it's going to cause you to have tears to be on our Patreon, then we'll be fine.
Unless you're laughing, then.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Laughing tears are fine. But Patreon is where you can support our podcast financially with
crab dinner. That's what you're going to be. I'm kidding. Eventually we'll donate some of it.
But we are doing the crab dinner. And then
sure. We've been transparent. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else you all want.
Fancy crab dinner at River House. And then we're going to go start donating.
Yes. Yes. We will be donating money at some point after the crab dinner.
That's right. So we're also, when you sign up to be a Patreon for $5 a month, you will get a sticker from us. We might, mention, hey, we got a new Patreon and say your name so you get a little recognition on the pod. Although we say all your all's names all the time. So
I know. I mean, we really do.
I love it. What's the, excitement? I know. Because I am a Patreon of a couple, when they say my name, I'm like, oh my gosh. But
oh, that's hilarious.
We say your all's name.
Yeah, you all the time. I mean, nothing new here. We'll just list you. We'll just go down the Facebook club or not a club, the group. I feel like it's a club. The little group and just name you all off one by one so you all feel included.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. So you'll get the sticker. You'll get eventually, very soon this weekend, I'm going to, that's my goal. Figure out how to host a movie night.
Okay.
I can't afford to pay for the movie for you guys, but if you all have common streaming things like Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, we'll keep it to those three.
Yeah.
We'll find some scary movie on one of those three.
Although I did think it would be really funny if we did The Haunting of Sarah.
That Lifetime movie that we watched back with, but then I was like, listen, we might need to vet these movies a little bit to realize
it would be so much funnier to just watch it and we can find that on a common streaming. That would be pretty funny.
Now when I was looking into Discord, it did say that you could present the movie and watch it, but I've also heard that the quality is not great, but maybe for that movie it'd be perfect.
I don't think the quality is going to be great to begin with,
right?
I mean, I'm not knocking Lifetime movies,
but it's old.
It's an old TV movie.
But I can't even find it streaming anywhere. Can you find it anywhere?
I don't think I've gone past just looking at it and laughing and going, oh my gosh, that is the image that was stuck in my head.
I wanted to watch it. And you can't even buy it. You can't even Amazon Prime pay for it.
Our internet sleuths out there.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Maybe on YouTube we can find it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll see what we can do.
Because that would be great. And a cold watch. Like we cannot watch it first.
Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious. But we have to have a disclaimer that we are not responsible for promoting anything.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's what I mean. That's what I was like, we might need to vet them because what if there's something horrible?
Oh, that's true. It is a movie from the 80s or 90s.
I tried to have my kids watch Little Monsters.
Oh, That movie is disgusting.
Okay, I didn't realize it was.
I forgot. That. I did too.
Love this movie. It's got Fred Savage in it, and let's watch it. And actually, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. It wasn't my kids. It was when James and I first started dating.
Oh.
And I'm like, let's watch this with Blake. And he's like, okay, I've never seen it. And he was like, I'm sorry. He's like, you wanted my son to watch this movie? Like, halfway. I was like, I didn't realize there were so many balls references and testicle talk. Anyway.
Yeah, we started watching it once on a sick day with Nora, and it did not last long.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
This is...
What were mom and dad doing?
I mean...
Not paying attention at all.
They were submarine parenting.
Oh my gosh, big time. Best.
But I think I feel like they took the extra step to like bias the bad movies and then...
And then like lock the door behind us. Yeah, like, I mean, don't even come to me.
If it's a bad movie or if you're not supposed to be watching it, just fight that little feeling that makes you feel like you shouldn't be watching it and keep on watching it. Just don't bother me.
Oh my gosh. I know. We couldn't get through it. So I only watched like the first 20 minutes and thought,
So you might pay for a Patreon that only makes it 20 minutes.
No,
I'm kidding.
No, if that happens, we'll watch something else that night.
For sure. But that would be funny.
It would be.
Do a cold watch.
Yes. So those nights would consist of, we would all log on to Discord. Megan, you all will hear me and Megan talking, and then you guys can respond with the message board, and we can read that in live time. So
they don't see us.
No, they don't see us.
Oh, good. Because I... I'm like okay when I get the right angle and I've got my like tongue pressed up against the roof of my mouth for the perfect picture and you know
no
but yeah
no you would just hear us
on video.
We would sync up the movie at the same time and then we could interact. Like, it's not as if they're just listening to us watch a movie. We would read their comments.
I'm down for
and
that.
We can react and you can read other people's comments. It's fun. It's a good time.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun. Again, you do all the legwork, even better for me. It sounds like a blast. I'll show up. I'll be there on time, maybe, if you're lucky, and I will not crunch ice that night. That's all I can do for you.
Well, that's not for a recording. That's just live time, so you get to crunch all the ice you want.
Oh, I am here
Yeah,
for
you
this
get
Patreon.
Us, what is that? Not unhinged.
Ice?
No, like uncut.
Oh, uncut. Yeah, we won't. Yeah, we won't be edited.
Yeah.
You'll
be so bored.
Get ready. I know. We make ourselves sound real good. And by we, I mean Erin. She makes us sound real good.
Thank you.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, and our last bit of news is that I have a true live ghost. Not live. I have a true dead ghost in my house.
She thinks she does.
I feel like I've got proof.
Okay.
So
Tell the story.
Okay, so here is my ghost story. Really, there has been, I have suspected, I have seen a few things, but it's been pretty quiet for a while.
Well, and it is, I don't think it's ever happened really that I get a text at 3:56 in the morning from you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you're very, very lucky it was just a ghost and not a big emergency because I slept right through it.
Good. I was hoping you would.
But I did. The next morning I did wake up. I was like, oh my gosh, what is she texting me in the middle of the night? And I was like, oh, please. She says she's got a ghost.
Yeah. I also text Kevin that I actually text you first. And then I text Kevin.
I win. Sorry, Kev.
So anyways, I was sleeping with my window open because the weather was so nice. And the bathroom that's like across the way, that window was open too. So there was a little crossway of wind. I will give you that.
Okay. I feel like you're setting me up for some good debunking.
No, the reason that's important is because since, you know, Kevin doesn't sleep here at night because he works nights, I always like to leave that door open so that the girls, you know, if they call in the middle of the night, I'll hear it. I feel like I would hear it more if the door is at least cracked. So I always have it open a little bit.
Mom of the year right there. That is amazing.
Whatever. Because then I'm about to prove that that's not the case. Because right before I went to bed, it shut because of the wind. It suctioned it shut. Like, I heard it click.
Okay.
It shut for real. And I thought, oh gosh. And I mean, I was almost asleep and I thought, oh, I should get up and open that, but they'll be fine. Like, the youngest is almost 6. They will be fine. If they need me, they'll get up. So I go to sleep. And then around 3:55, I hear not just like the door open. I heard the handle, the knob, doorknob. Mm-hmm, click, 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 back and forth.
Hmm.
And then the door opened. I hear all this and I'm like, oh, of course. One night my door is closed. Somebody really is going to come in. Not scared yet. there's no way. I mean, it was latched in the door.
Okay.
And then now the door is open. So I wait there. I don't hear any footsteps. And I say, Penelope, nothing. So Nora, nothing. I end up looking up. There's nobody standing there. Mm-hmm. So then I sit up like, wait a minute.
I've got to tell everybody about this.
Well, not yet. First, I jumped up out of bed, looked at my girl's room. Everybody's asleep. Everybody's still asleep. Uh-huh. And I didn't hear footsteps. Can't say they're sleepwalking because there were no footsteps going away.
Okay.
And I would have heard that because I'm listening for it.
Right.
I see your face. I'm listening for it. And then I go through the whole house and check. There is nobody there. Alarm is still set. Everything is fine, except for the fact that I have a ghost who can open my door.
I am picturing you like halfway through your house, you checked everything, and down low going, we got a ghost, people. like hands out, like, this is legit.
That's right. It's totally, pretty accurate.
Oh, and that's the whole reason why I had that look on my face, because I'm like cracking up and thinking of you going around like, oh, this is it. We've got a ghost.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I don't know, girl. I think there's something to do with that wind, that cross.
There, no, I will go shut that door right now, and you try to open it by just pushing.
Oh, like Mythbusters?
Yeah, exactly.
You see me down there blowing real hard on can you hear it jiggling on the
door? Oh my gosh. It was so scary, but so exciting.
Oh, well, I mean, that is exciting. What did Ellie do?
Nothing.
She's doing now?
Yeah.
Snoring.
Snored away on the floor. She sleeps on a little bed right next to me, and she didn't even respond, which makes me feel
weird,
like,
to me.
Well, it makes me feel like it definitely wasn't an intruder, because she would immediately, like, she's very on guard when it comes to
protecting. So she's like, there's a ghost. Who cares about that?
But yeah, she hangs out with this ghost all day.
Yeah, if you had had the windows closed, I might.
Oh my gosh, whatever.
But the windows are open, so I feel doesn't like there's got to be wind pressure of somehow.
Maybe
way.
In a tornado whirlwind, it could spin the knob. But in a regular, slightly windy night, it's not going to open my doorknob. Whatever. Anyways, I got a ghost. That's what you need to know. And when I read my story for tonight, and you know I read it the day of, I thought, oh my gosh, this kind of sounds like my ghost story.
Oh, it syncs up, huh? Coincidence.
Yeah. Every time. So let's go ahead and get right into it.
Oh, good. I'm excited. I mean, your story was very good too. But I'm excited for this one. Because this one won't shame me, look at me like you're pissed off at me when I debunk it, because this person is not here right now.
Oh my gosh. Well, true. Although it was written by our repeat Reeby.
Oh.
Okay. So here we go. This the subject line says, from my mama on Eastern Parkway. So.
Oh, good. So this is her mom writing it.
Well.
The badass mom?
Yes. This is the badass mom. So Reeby must have reached out and said, I need some of your stories.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite part of this email, is that Reeby's mom responds as if we're all Reeby. She's like, your mom, your dad, and you girls.
Oh, I love it. We'll feel like we're just part of the family.
I know. I'm not changing any of it. Yes, like, I thought for a minute, maybe I should make this, you know, but I was like, no, I love it.
It'll be just like that sounds like something mom would do. I love that. I love it. That's awesome.
I know. So here we go. I'm going to read her introduction, and then we'll get into the story. These are copied from two separate emails from my mama. So far, she has sent me maybe 6. At this point, I almost feel like my family and I can have a monthly scheduled slot on your show.
Or your own podcast, ladies.
Yeah, I know. It's time.
I would totally listen to that.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely would. More sisters telling ghostly stories. I love it. Except theirs, I'll believe. Whatever.
I won't, but I'll still listen.
Maybe cut into your anchor profits. Haha, she got a little winky tongue out face. I kid, of course, but we definitely have stories to tell, and they don't stop in this house either. Cheers and enjoy. Repeat. Okay, so here's mom.
Okay, this is mom talking.
Mom is talking
as
directly
if
to
her
us.
Children. Okay.
That's right.
She's got a lot of children. I told you, she's a badass mom.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I read the stories too. Oh, we should maybe say, in case you are just like, this is your first episode.
Yeah.
Reeby lived in Eastern Parkway in this really haunted AF house.
So she said.
With like a haunted doll and a weird chimney chute. What was it? A coal chute or something?
You didn't think it was weird, by the way. I thought it was
weird. You thought
you know, with the buzzer of the old lady on the couch.
Yes. And she lived with her mom and a lot of sisters and her grandmother.
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like all that is important for this. So here's mom. There are a few more stories from Eastern Parkway that stand out to me. We had been living in the house for about a month, and I was still talking to your father about once a week. I was having one of these conversations up in my room. The phone was still tethered to the wall in the hall. I was not very happy to be on the phone, but the conversation ended without rancor.
Oh.
I know. I don't know what that means, and I meant to look it up.
I mean, like, I think they...
They ended it civilly.
They ended it civilly. Like, yeah. She was not happy, but okay.
Yeah, we're going to look that up. It's R-A-N-C-O-R. Rancor.
Yeah. Rancor. I've heard it before. Oh, I don't feel necessarily like I know it, but I've heard it before.
Okay.
And I think I've always thought, boy, this person's smart. Saying this. So this woman, I'm telling you.
I know.
Badass mom. Very intelligent woman. I love her. She's my role model. I'll never get to her status, but.
A badass mom. Yes, you will.
I won't. This one's amazing. Remember, she's like doing those college term papers and stuff. Well,
okay, yeah. But don't put yourself down just to praise her. You're doing awesome. Okay. I went down to the family room. Mom was angry, thinking I was wrecking her home after she welcomed us into it with me and wanted to know what I had been throwing around the room and what I had broken. I looked at her like she was crazy and said, nothing. I was just sitting on my bed talking. That sounds like a teenager response.
Right.
Nothing. I was just sitting. Mom, leave me alone. I was just sitting on my bed talking.
You just visualize her with the cord?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm imagining her like twirling it, you know, like while right. She's rolling her eyes at this ex, like, oh my gosh.
She did not believe me. So we both went upstairs to prove our respective point. The room was untouched and Mom was totally bewildered. She looked at me and said, I swear it sounded like you were tearing the room apart. I could feel the vibrations as stuff hit the floor.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Another connected to me talking to your dad. I was sitting at the top of the spiral staircase. It was late, dark outside, and you girls were asleep. The occasional car would go up Eastern Parkway, and the lights would shine on the curved wall. So we're learning so much more about this house.
So funny. You and I think so much like, I was like, we are getting Easter eggs left and right. I'm like, there is a spiral staircase we're looking for with a curved wall.
Right.
I wonder if you can see the spiral staircase through the window. Okay. 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 We're going to find this house.
That's right. Moving up the wall. Okay. I'm going to read that again. The occasional car would go up Eastern Parkway and the lights would shine on the curved wall, moving up the wall until the car had passed as expected. I was watching one of these lights, engrossed in conversation, and it dawned on me that this was not the same. It was a ball of light floating about 2.5 to 3 feet above the stairs and centered over the step, never reaching the wall as the headlights would. It continued to advance, was maybe 4 stairs away from me, and I screamed. I jumped up and ran down the hall to my room. As soon as I calmed down, I realized that your dad had heard a blood-curdling scream and then nothing else. So I crawled down the hall, grabbed the phone cord, and slowly inched it toward me.
I love that kid. I know. The visual is great.
I know. Phone in hand, I quickly retreated to my room. I gave him some lame excuse for the scream.
So she was embarrassed to tell him or didn't think like... Probably, I can't even process what I just saw.
Right.
How do I explain this to him?
Yeah, I just saw a spider by.
Right, know? Right. Oh, that's
But she
funny.
Saw like a lit like an orb coming She's, towards yeah, her.
An orb, right?
Yeah. The last encounters on Eastern took place over the last month that we lived in the house. This is where I'm like, oh, Reeves, mom. Sounds like my story. I woke up the first night to muffled footsteps at the end of the carpeted hall. I waited to see if one of you girls were coming into my room, but there was nothing. Every night that month, I woke up to footsteps, and each night they seemed just a little closer.
Mm.
Ooh, creepy.
Mm, I know.
I was not sure.
Even if it is your kid.
Right. I was not sure if these were waking dreams, so I started to pinch myself to make sure I was indeed awake. I would lie there and listen intensely for further sounds. 2 nights before we moved out, the footsteps finally hit the wood room, the wood floor of my room. I sat up, leaned over, and turned on the light and waited. Nothing happened. That last night, my nerves were unsettled, not just because of the footsteps, but also because of the move to a new house. I woke up to the noise of the approaching steps as they came into my room. I pushed myself up on my elbows, reached over to turn on the light. I felt someone suddenly sit on the mattress at the foot of my bed. When I looked down there at the end, there was a depression in the down comforter, like someone was sitting there. I did not go back to sleep that night, and I was glad that we were moving.
But you stayed in the bed?
That's it. That's the end of that story.
Oh my gosh, Mom, I've got so many questions for you. I'm like, you stayed in that bed?
I know.
Okay, so you didn't sleep.
Right.
What did you do? Like, I would jump out of that bed.
I would go sleep in with one of my kids or my mom.
Like, oh, honey, you needed me.
Right.
That's right. I could hear you from down the hall. You just needed my attention.
I'm here for you.
And yeah, then it's all for you. Oh.
And then that one little creepy kid from last week says, shh, oh, mom's awake now.
Stop playing with me. Oh, my gosh. That is pretty creepy.
I know, right?
But here is my thought. Stress does a lot of weird things, and she's going through clearly a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
I wonder if our listeners could hear my eye roll when you said that, because it was a big one.
I mean, it was a big one, but it is true. Stress does a lot of weird things to your mind, to your imagination, to your sleep. Just a lot of things. Stress can have a lot of different effects on you mentally, for sure. And she does even reference that in there. Like, I am stressed out because of this new move. You know, she clearly, it almost seems like every time these things are happening, she's on the phone with her ex.
Right? So you're putting all of it on stress.
On her ex. I mean, if he's an asshole, then I'm definitely putting it on him.
We don't know all the details.
We don't. The first one with the grandmother. My whole thing with that is, right, because it's Rebe's grandmother that they moved in with.
Right.
So when she's like, there were all these vibrations and I could hear things and stuff like that.
Yeah. Grandma's not that stressed.
I mean, well, she's got her daughter and a slew of grandkids just moved back in. She might be a little stressed too. But what I would say to that is maybe it's some sort of like construction nearby, something that is happening that it sounds like it's happening in the next room, vibrations, you know, that, I mean, that stuff, you are rolling your eyes at me, but that stuff happens here. I'll hear something loud. I'll feel something. And I'm like, what is that? And then they're like out working on the power lines or they're out working on.
I don't think that's in my house though.
She could have mistaken a great big sound outside for something inside, like vibrations travel from outside to inside. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
And then the second one, the orb. I don't know. That is strange. She does have a lot of kids in her house. Did somebody have a flashlight that they were playing a trick on her or something like that?
I'd be a pretty crafty kid.
I mean, she's a pretty crafty mom.
But also, I've seen a flashlight before. Like, you'd have to have...
Yeah.
You know what a flashlight beam looks like.
Yeah, but I mean, if headlights... I don't know. You're in a place where a lot of light bounces off of things to begin with. So maybe it wasn't headlights. Maybe it was somebody outside with a flashlight. And so that did some weird bouncing or something. And then maybe check your neighborhood. I don't know. But I'm just saying, if you were in a location where light normally isn't around and then that happens, that might be a little strange. But
yeah. All right.
You're already in a place where light is doing things.
Yeah, I don't think any of that is the case, but
okay. I feel like, you know what? You know why you're feisty tonight? Like, Rebe has come through you, and she's, like, now sitting. I'll believe that. Like, Rebe has, you have channeled your inner Rebe.
I think I'm just protective over Rebe's mom. I'm like, it happened to Rebe's mom.
Listen, I love Rebe's mom, and I love her stories. I mean, I was literally on the edge of my seat, and then you messed up and had to go back and read it again. I'm like, girl, you're leaving me hanging. What happened at the foot of that bed? So I loved it. I'm not saying that I don't love her stories, but – you know, I do think that people discredit stress a lot. Like,
yeah.
And so I've seen the effects of stress and trauma and things like that. And it has some pretty wild effects on people. So that's just what I'm saying is that's my debunk. And that's why the name of the podcast is My Skeptical Sister. So I'm not going to feel guilty about debunking even Rebe's sweet mama.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. So we're ready for your story?
We are. And I am excited about this. Okay. So this is from a family friend, which is always fun to have those
write in, but this one is from Sarah, and she says, "Hey, Aaron and Megan," plus she's very complimentary of our family, so aww, I'll take that. "Let me start by saying that your family is the funniest group of people I've ever met." I mean, I think that's complimentary.
Yeah. I don't know if we're trying to be, but yeah.
But it just naturally happens. "So it's no surprise to me that your podcast is so awesome. Mm-hmm. I still sometimes quote your mom when she said, 'Phew, it's the latest it's been all day.'" Okay, we have this thing in our family called diisms because our mother's name is Diana. And so we call them diisms. I know, I'm like telling you, like, did you know this, Aaron, know, about our mom? But yeah, it's just something in our family that cracks us up because my mom just has these little phrases that she says that are hilarious, like that one right there.
She had been all day
drinking all day on a boat. This is pre-kids. She just tells the story about how she and my dad were out drinking. I mean, it sounded like the most fun day ever, but she was so tired by the end of it. And she kept asking, like, "What time is it?" So, because she wanted the day to be done. And then finally, when somebody was like, "It's midnight," like, she knew that was time that she could probably be okay to go to bed. She was like, "Oh, it's the latest it's been all day." But it's always
funny. However, it's also so, it's such a good phrase to have.
It is, because we know exactly what that means. Like, oh my gosh, thank God it's this late.
Right.
Yeah. And, but I, she use it a lot. Is so funny because every time she tells her, she goes, "And I meant it." I meant that, but it's always the latest it's been all day. Also, the scariest story I have ever heard in my life was the one about your mom at her friend's house with the baseball bats crossed like an X. And if you're new to the podcast, our mom actually tells that story in one of our episodes.
I know, it's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, me too, because I just, having mom's voice is amazing. So anyway, go back and listen to that because it's very creepy.
Yeah, now, you want to hear from her.
Here's my thing. I don't know about the scariest story I've ever heard in my life.
It's pretty scary.
I mean, it's pretty creepy. When you hear mom, like, she was kind of on the spot there, but when she, like, with her facial expressions,
yeah,
and
she
gets
really
into
gets
it,
you in.
Whew, she's, that woman can tell a story better than anybody I've ever met, so she will suck you in. Okay, so maybe not paranormal, but truly terrifying. Love that story. Love your lovely family and love your lovely podcast. Drink.
Okay.
Again, new to the podcast, that's our drinking game. If you say lovely, because Aaron likes to make fun of me for saying it, because that's an old person's word, apparently, then everybody drink whenever we say lovely. Okay, I have two stories for you. The first, my only real ghost story, is a simple one that I barely thought about until I started listening to your podcast. Hmm. Now, I can't stop thinking about it. So thanks a lot, y'all.
Sorry.
I joke. Growing up, I lived in the woods in rural southern Illinois, so far south that in the winter we could see across the Ohio River to Kentucky after the leaves dropped off the trees. Hmm. Our actual town had only 250 residents, and we lived in the country away from town, so it was very isolated. Our house was on a long dirt road that cut through the woods about 2 miles, and a handful of houses were sprinkled every half mile down this road. Our only neighbors were a family with two little girls and an old couple with the meanest collie who ever lived. Oh, that's so funny. One autumn when I was 11 and my brother was 9, we would hop off the bus after school and take his bike about a quarter mile down the dirt road to where it sloped steeply around a deep curb. We would take turns with the bike, pedaling as fast as we could at the top of the hill before coasting down and around the curve. Evil Lassie lived at the bottom of the hill, so we had to be careful to stop before triggering her wrath. Hmm. We had been doing this activity every day. I'm going to read that again. We had been doing this activity every day for a week. It was tons of fun, and somehow we had avoided smashing into a vehicle coming around the blind spot of the... I know.
Oh, my gosh.
The blind spot of the curve and being eaten by the dog. Bliss. I know, it does sound like, if you're that age, that sounds amazing to have all that excitement. That afternoon, my brother Reed took his turn and I watched him disappear on the bike around the curve. He was taking forever to get back though. I wish I could say that I was worried he'd been attacked by the dog, but alas, I was simply impatient for my turn on the bike. I was milling around at the top of the hill, pissed off about the wait. Aww. That's when I saw him. He was just standing at the bend of the curve, staring up at me. "Reed," I yelled, "get up here." He didn't move. I remember noticing that he didn't even blink.
He just kept staring at me in this weird, super intense way.
Oh,
I know. But hey, I'm like, black-eyed.
Yeah, could you see his eyes?
Oh my gosh. This might have been a black eye. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me finish reading it.
Okay.
I just made that connection. But hey, he was my little brother. In my eyes, he had always been weird. Reed, come on. It's my turn, I called again, because I was exactly that kind of a-hole big sister. But he just stared at me with a fiercely intense, unflinching gaze. That's when I noticed his clothes. Reed, like most nine-year-olds in the early 90s, favored things like Ninja Turtle t-shirts, not head-to-toe gray wool, especially not gray wool military uniforms.
What?
At that moment, as I was realizing that my eyes were locked with those... At that moment, as I was realizing that my eyes were locked with those of someone who was A, not my brother, and B, who was, best case scenario, a Civil War reenactor. Could you imagine this kid's just like off the set of the
best case scenario? Best
case. I know. I love her. I love her writing. She is a writer.
Yeah, she is.
Yes. Okay. Reed pushed the bike around the curve. He was directly across this one-lane dirt road from where gray wool uniform guy was still staring at me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, so, yeah, her brother shows up, and she's still looking at this.
Still there.
So it's definitely not brother who did a wardrobe change.
Right. Does he see? Okay, keep going.
She's still telling.
Keep going.
And I, securing my place in the a-hole big sister hall of shame, turned on my heels and ran. I sprinted all the way up. Her poor little brother, leaving my little nine-year-old brother alone with what I was now sure was a ghost. I locked myself in the bathroom. At least I had the decency to pray that Reed would make it home. I just didn't even tell anybody to go look for him. She's just like, oh, please, God, please let him come home.
I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Not because you really, in that moment of your, what, how was she, 11-year-old self, really care? You're just like, don't let me get in trouble for leaving him. I mean, maybe not, Sarah. You might have been a
bigger
sister than me. Okay.
Hey.
I mean, I care about you a whole lot now, right? I'd send somebody for you for sure.
Eventually.
Eventually. Okay. After a few minutes, I heard the back door open. Fortunately, it was Reed and not a Civil War era ghost who knocked on the bathroom door. My little brother did not even hesitate. He just said, "What did you see?" He knew. He had felt something freaky, although he hadn't seen Gray Wool Guy himself, despite being only 6 feet away from him across the narrow dirt road. After I apologized to Reed for abandoning him, I told our parents what I had seen. These parents are my kind of people.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay. I was a big reader as a kid, and I fully expected them to take the approach of every grown-up in every middle grade ghost story and not believe me. To my surprise, they took the Pam from the Office approach
I love it,
and decided we should ask it what it wants. They got a group of their adult friends. You know, they have beer in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like such great parenting right there. Okay. They got a group of their adult friends together that night, and we all walked down to the big hill with flashlights where we saw a big fat nothing.
No.
But we never rode our bikes down that hill again, and I got chills for years if I had to drive past that curve.
Oh, that is so creepy.
Yeah, but I mean, she put the debunk right in there. It was a Civil War reenactment kid.
Yeah, they're very, you know,
I mean,
popular in that town of 250.
I don't know. Imagination.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, yeah. She's thinking she's going to see her brother. She's imagining seeing her brother.
Yeah. Or it's a black-eyed kid.
Or, yeah. Yeah. Because those, I'm a little more like, what the hell? I don't know. Actually, I'm going to say this. I think I believe in ghosts more than black-eyed kids.
I do, too. Well, I obviously do. But, I don't know.
Like, I feel like they're further on my scale of things that could be real.
I can't open my mind to the possibility of black-eyed kids because it freaks me out real bad.
It doesn't freak me out because I really don't think it's real. I'm like, whatever. That is, I'm sorry. We had a listener last and I wasn't as harsh last week. I just don't feel like it's that real. That's all I'm going to say with that. Okay. The second story is pretty short, but feel free to read it another time. We're going to read it right now. if you need to, because the first one was crazy long. It was perfect.
That's perfect.
Perfect. We love it. Okay. This one just happened to me a few nights ago.
Oh.
I'm going to do Megan's job for her and debunk it as me being half asleep. That's right, girl.
All right.
I'm
making it too easy for her.
Yeah, I know. But she's right. I'm kidding. No, it's actually like, oh, that is creepy. I'm pretty sure this was just from binging your podcast while I painted my house last week. Sorry, girl. But who really knows? A few nights ago, I woke up freaked out from a creepy dream. In the seconds after I woke, I remember two things. One, I was afraid to open my eyes and see something evil in the corner of the room. I specifically remember thinking, damn, that podcast is getting to me. Is that weird that I'm a little proud of that?
No, I love it.
Okay. I'm like, sorry, Sarah, but that's right. We're getting there. And two, right as I had that thought, I heard someone call Ma right in my ear.
Ooh.
And then the sound of many little feet running away. Many little feet.
Ooh.
Not just two little feet.
How little?
Wait, that's the part that choked you up?
Like, are we talking like little tiny leprechaun feet? Or like little kid feet?
Oh, no. There's a snorting again. What? Okay. I think that's hilarious that was where your thought process went, because little tiny leprechaun, I'm pretty sure she means like a little kid's foot.
But many of them.
Oh, my gosh. There are many kids there.
I know.
Not many. Many.
But didn't it say little feet?
Did, but kids have little feet.
I know, but how many kids could fit in that space?
I don't know.
But if they were tiny little feet, that's so
really
scary.
Really wanting it to be a little tiny lip. Ma, right in her ear. Oh my gosh. Like this poor left.
Okay. She does have twins, though, that are young.
Oh, she talks about many. That. If once I can get the tears out of my eyes from laughing at the thought of a little leprechaun in her ear. I don't know where I stand on leprechauns. In this moment, I'd really like to believe it. Oh, no. Okay. All right. Never know what it's going to be, but we know it's going to be something that's going to get me tickled. All right, here we go. Now listen, I often wake up to my name being called because I have two little kids. And do you think they ever call for their dad in the middle of the night? Of course not. Yeah, we know that, girl. But when they yell for me, they yell Mama. They do not yell Ma because they are neither pioneers living on the prairie in 1878, nor are they characters from the movie Grease, which is so funny. Or leprechauns.
Right,
they're not leprechauns either. It was a pretty scary moment, but I'm still kind of a chicken, so I chalked it up to listening to too many creepy stories from my new favorite podcast.
Aww.
Keep up the great work, lovelies. Drink.
Yay. Okay,
we will. All right, we will.
Man, that is so nice. That was so sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a sweet way to end that. Yeah, that is creepy.
That is creepy. That's like how I told you about my ghost little boy who woke up saying, Mommy.
Yeah, because you were like, they don't call me Mommy.
They never call me Mommy.
Yeah.
Never have. They've always called me Mama.
Yeah, Mama.
Which is so weird. It's so country.
I get Mom.
I don't get Mom. I get Mama.
Which is weird because I always call Mom Mama.
Yeah. That is weird. I call Mom Mama, and I always think, only country people say that. And then I'll think about myself, and I'm
not
like,
country. And then I listen to this podcast, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, girl. Out of the two of us, you are country. So my dad. You said that earlier tonight. My dad.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Every time I was like.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, you could turn that into a drinking game. Every time we get real country, you all drink.
No. A glass are like.
Yeah, well,
our listener in England is going to be like, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I was like, you can't. That was your
British accent. I can't do it. Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. So I've got one more little story, and it's a little extra bonus because it's also from our fan favorite this week.
Oh, I don't think we've ever had the story of the fan favorite read in the same episode.
I know. So I reached out to her on Friday because the story, you know, our podcast comes out Thursday night, so really a lot of people listen Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And that morning, she posted something really nice on Facebook saying, like, her Friday morning rituals is that she gets up, gets her coffee.
Yes, I saw that with her dog.
Yeah, gets back in bed and listens to her podcast. I'm like, oh, that I'm jealous. That's
yeah, right.
Not for First our podcast, all, but just to get back in bed and
get back in bed with coffee. Oh, yeah, sounds man,
awesome. So it was just so sweet that she's post. You know, that not only is she, you know, having that nice little ritual and we get to be a part of it, but she's posting about it.
And, yeah, you know, she's sharing it, and that can bring in lots of listeners.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, oh, I want to do that.
I know. So I reached out to her on Friday and she immediately wrote back and wrote, she was like, oh my gosh, I haven't even sent my story in yet.
Oh,
so then
she had one waiting in the wings.
Yeah. So in the meantime, she has written a story. So before we go in to Angie, our fan favorite this week, I'm going to read her story.
I love it.
And it's a little one. It is really little. Hello, sisters, Aaron and Megan, just to prove I can spell Megan's name right. I'm going to just get right into it. So my story took place on April 2nd, 2016, early afternoon. How I still know that exact date? Our oldest son was getting married in 2 weeks, and I was in panic cleaning mode.
Aww.
I was on my husband's side of the bed when all of a sudden, this little figurine starts to play. The figurine had been a wedding gift from my mother-in-law. I have it up on top of our armoire collecting dust. She had passed away January 2000. You might be thinking, so? Well, that figurine had been broken for the last 25 years.
Ooh.
One of my kids had kept winding it up until it couldn't move anymore. I had tried a few times to fix it, but it's jammed up. So this wedding march comes on. So it's weird that it's the wedding march.
Mm-hmm.
And her son's about to get married.
It's a wedding figurine, right?
Yeah. And her son's about to get married in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm connecting all right. The dots. I'm right there with why this ghost story is a ghost story.
Right. Okay. So the wedding march comes on and I got the weirdest feeling like I was definitely not alone.
Hmm.
I got the heebie-jeebies to the point I ran out of the room and out of the house. Hmm. I drove to the grocery store realizing I didn't have my wallet or ID or credit card.
Oh no.
But had my phone, called my mom and told her what was going on. Her first reaction was, oh, Joan is just letting you know she is here and will be at the wedding. Well, that's great. But honestly, Joan, come to the wedding all you want. Please don't come into our bedroom. Awkward.
That is hilarious for multiple reasons.
I know. So often I can see shadows and Kramer, our dog, will sit.
I love that name.
I know. Will sit by me as I am getting ready. And he will just sit and look over at that corner in the bedroom.
Mm.
Of the bedroom.
Oh my gosh. I would move bedrooms.
I know. That's it. Just a quick story about what is going on in my life right now. I won't sage. After all, she is family. I will be sending in more. I know this isn't that scary.
Okay. So many things about her story that I love. First of all, your dog's name
right.
is the best. But also, okay. When a coincidence, I know I can feel the start of the eye roll, Erin. So I already know it's
I won't
coming.
Even look at you.
It's fine. But when a coincidence lines up with like the perfect timing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, where else are you going to go with it other than someone is sending me a message?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But it still, at the end of the day, could just be a weird coincidence.
I mean, it could be. You're right. Could be.
I know. That's my point. Just like you're saying, it could be a ghost. We're both saying the same thing. It could be this or it could be that. Although the whole time I was listening to that, I was thinking, and this is why we can't have nice things. Like, damn those kids for breaking your beautiful figurine that your mother-in-law, girl, I'm right there with you. Like, you have something nice and then they break it. But anyway, that doesn't explain why I debunked it. That's just what I was thinking. Like, oh, I'm with you in that. I love my stuff. Stop touching it, you little beings that I live with. Anyway. No, but I think it just is a coincidence that maybe the figurine had a little bit of life left in it and it just turned on. It happened to be 2 weeks before your son's wedding, which then makes you like, what message is she trying to send me? And then your dog happens to glance over in a corner. You're like, oh, it sees it, you know.
Yeah. So in your realm of belief, you don't even think people come down to visit. Like Joan is up there thinking, my son is about to get married. My grandson is about to get married. I want to come visit.
No, I don't think Joan's able to.
Oh, that's so weird to me. I still can't believe you're a skeptic.
I think when you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah. I still think, surely you're putting this on. Of course.
I really am not.
Yeah.
I promise you. I would, like, I'm not. I'll sometimes hear a ghost story that I'm like, oh, I can't explain it. And that's a really, like, it's got me because I can't connect the dot. So, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know if spirits, I don't know. I have no idea what happens. So I think that it was probably a really interesting coincidence and makes for a really good story.
All right. Well, anyways, now that you've debunked it in a poor way, because whatever, we all know.
Whatever.
She does have something to plug. So Angie says that with all of COVID, she was one of the people who, you know, lost her job in the middle of it, which sucks. But now she's starting to do something she loves. Oh, so she really started her own company. It's called Up Your Alley. And she says,
I love you.
Did not hear that dirty until you left.
Angie, right?
Yeah.
Angie, I feel like you and I will get along. I mean, like, get on in here, girl.
Oh, she's in.
Good.
So it's called Up Your Alley. She makes wreaths, tumblers, pins, and she just bought 430 pounds of glitter this week.
Wow.
I didn't even know you could buy that much glitter.
Yeah, where does one buy that much glitter?
More importantly,
let's get them to sponsor.
Where does one store that much glitter?
Yeah, never mind. I do not want glitter. No glitter. Yeah. I have kids. Clearly, her kids are grown. That's why she can handle that much glitter.
Right.
Yeah, where does she store it?
I don't know.
Angie, we got questions, girl.
Yeah, so she says, gulp, I am shitting my pants with everything, and just calming down every Friday morning is my time. I don't think about anyone, anything but your story.
Oh, Angie, that's amazing. Thank you so much for that. Those are great words.
Yeah, so if you want to find her, if you want to follow her, you can go to Instagram and follow her at UpYourAlley20 and the same name on TikTok. So
I love that. I cannot wait to see what you're going to do with all that glitter.
I know.
I would kind of want to roll around in it. You have that much glitter. I mean, you would never be gone. For the rest of your life, you would be glitter somewhere.
What's that funny comedian who talks about how it's like the chlamydia of crafts?
That is so true. You got it forever.
Yeah, once you touch it, it's there. You got it. Right.
All right. Well, that, yes. And Angie, I've noticed you for a while. Like you're, you know, you just kind of comment things here and there. You've sent us a story now, but we're very excited for you to be part of our community.
Yes. And then, oh, I didn't even mention this. So she, like I said, is on TikTok.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I went and looked at her TikTok, and not only does she have a ton of followers.
Very cool.
I mean, like 10,000 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And I said,
girl,
Angie, how did you do this? Because I don't know any, I've got 18 followers right now.
Oh,
very,
man.
Very proud. Actually, very embarrassed.
I'm proud of all 18 of them.
I am proud, but
I don't even get on TikTok. So that's amazing.
I asked her, how do you have this many followers? It's crazy. Yeah, and she said, I just post videos constantly. And when somebody likes it, we become friends. And then I just weed out the ones who I realize
smart lady.
But she broke the secret because I told her she was our fan favorite on Friday. And on Friday, she wrote, or she made a TikTok about how we're her new favorite podcast, and we also made her fan favorite.
Wow, Angie, that's huge because you got 10,000 followers. I mean, they didn't follow you all the way over here yet, but
not yet,
but maybe they might. So thank you so much for that. That's
our
awesome.
Numbers are slowly climbing. Maybe it's from Angie.
Oh, I love that. That's so nice. That's very lovely of you all. I'm just trying to get y'all drunk tonight.
Catch up to us.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. So anyway, look for us in the Leo.
Yes, look for us in the Leo this week. Find us on social media.
Maybe people can start giving us ideas on what movies to watch for a Patreon.
Yes, that would be great.
Like, what do you want us to watch? It'd be really fun. It would be really fun to watch a movie, that we've already seen, but at the same time, it'd be really fun to watch a movie that we've never seen.
Yeah, because I get real scared of movies.
Yes, Aaron gets really scared. I mean, I'll jump. I get scared too, but
And listen, if you're not the type that likes commentary during movies,
oh yeah, don't do not become our Patreon.
Waste your money. I'm going to tell transparency right there. It will just tick you off.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
that's kind of the point. We're going to talk through the whole.
Yeah,
thing.
We're going to talk through the whole thing,
which you guys are paying for, but like our husbands just have to live with it.
Yes,
this is just how we watch movies, and
that's how it goes.
Sorry,
and so that's why often we just watch with each other because. We don't get on each other's nerves, clearly. I mean, except for tonight, we're a little bit fighting.
Yeah,
we're
all
got that tequila going tonight. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so what else do they got to do? Give them the spiel.
Okay, so follow us on social media at Facebook. Find our fan group at My Skeptical Sister. Find us on Instagram, My Skeptical Sister. I don't
what
do
was
anything
the name on Twitter.
I'm just kidding. TikTok, My Skeptical Sister _.
Or go find Angie on TikTok and then she'll recommend us and then come over and find us.
Find us both. That's right.
Yeah.
Rate, review, and subscribe if you're on Apple Podcasts.
Like us if you want.
And tell your friends. And you know what? Rate, review, and subscribe any podcast that you like because we all need it.
Very good point. Very good point.
Yeah. So we're just having a lot of fun and we want to keep doing it. That's basically it.
So I did pretty good with that. That ice right tonight.
You did so good without the ice.
I was so aware of it.
I am so proud of
you. That might
you.
Have been where a little of my angst came in. I'm like, I really want to chew this ice and I can't. So I'm going to take it out on her in a different way.
Well, we're going to finish this recording so we can go chomp all the ice we want.
Yes, that sounds awesome. All right, you all have a great night.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
La, 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 la.
I felt someone suddenly sit on the mattress at the foot of my bed. When I looked down there at the end of the bed... No, I'm going to read that again.
Oh my gosh, girl.
I know.
Killing me. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Sorry.
It could be a thought. You could mistaken it.
Mistaken it?
I need you to settle down your hostility.
I'm sorry.
A couple notches.
Mistake it, right?
You could mistaken it for.
Mistaken it? Is that right?
Google.
No. That is totally a word. You have mistaken this. But to say...
Mistaken this. You
have... Oh my gosh. I don't know if you're using the right
we promised
way.
We'd never fight on air. Hold on. She could have mistaken it.
All right. I do think that's okay now.
Oh my gosh. As I'm diving into Google, she could have mistaken
it. That's true. That's good. It sounded really weird for some reason.
Was I mistaken before or am I mistaken now? She would have mistaken it for.
It's starting to sound like a nonsense word.
If I'm wrong.
No, Google's you're wrong. Not. You're not wrong.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, she could have mistaken it for something outside. I mean, y'all, if you could have seen the judgment coming through her, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you turned into your preteen daughter for a second. I'm not even hanging out with her for too much, but you're like, I'm sorry, mistaken? Yes! So where you're like, I'm doubting my own sanity.
Oh, man. Okay. I heard someone call Mall.
I'm going to be able to do it. Hold on.
Oh no.
I don't know why you find it so funny about this. This is very creepy.
Oh my gosh, because I never went leprechaun. Never. That didn't go in my mind at all. So it caught me so off guard that that's where your mind went to. I was picturing like just a bunch of little kids like in her ear going, Mom. You open the door to leprechauns in this.